Hello and welcome to the Dogs of Henley podcast. For those of you joining us for the very first time, it's great to have you here. And for our returning listeners, thank you so much for your continued support. It means the world and it's wonderful to have you back again. This podcast is dedicated to all things dog. We will be having an ongoing discussion about the wonderful, wonderful world of dogs and everything it has to offer. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Good evening. You're back with James. I am doing another interview today and really looking forward to this. It's actually one of my customers, which is a first for us. This is the first time we've done an interview with one of our doggy daycare customers. Somebody who has fairly recently joined us and has fairly recently become a dog mum. And really, really looking forward to chatting to her. So I'm not going to hesitate at all. Let's get her straight on. Let's say hello to Sophia.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me.
More than welcome, Sophia. It's really cool to have you here. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It's Thursday. The sun was out today. So how are you?
It was out until literally the minute that I needed to put the dogs out for their final little run around the garden before taking them all home, and they all got soaking wet. So
oh no. yeah, it's a nightmare.
It was a good day for you not to have your dog with us at Doggy Dog Club, because they wouldn't have come back quite as clean as they left. No, it was all good. We got them all spruced up before they went home, so it's fine. But yeah, thanks so much for coming on and doing this. I'm really excited to chat to you. You've obviously heard a couple of our podcasts and our first interview, which we recently did. I started off always by talking to the person, i.e. you on this call, about them, because I think it's really nice for the people that listen to this to hear who they're listening to. So before we get into the great, wonderful world of dogs, let's just hear about you.
Yeah, great. Well, I am a financial planner, and I don't like to actually say that because I think people probably think, gosh, that's boring, or I don't know what that is. So really what I do is I help my clients make smart decisions with their money. So I've been in financial services for about 10 years now. And a question I get asked all the time is, why did you go into financial services? And really, it's because money continues to be the biggest stress for the majority of people. So I really want to help change that. And that's why I do what I do. So I was living in London, then I was living in Dubai most recently. And I moved back to Henley last year for family reasons. Due to the pandemic, I came back and I was living at home with my parents in Henley. And when lockdown one finished, I was desperate to go out and meet someone and just have a drink with someone in town and just get out of my parents' house, bless them, as much as they were lovely to live with, but I just needed to get out and see some other people. So I was looking at my phone book on who I knew that still lived in Henley, because I grew up in the area, but like I said, I'd lived away for a number of years. And one of my old primary school friends, I still had his number. So I reached out and said, oh, are you around? I know that you still live in Henley. Let's go for a drink. And we ended up together and I moved in for lockdown two and haven't left. So that's a little bit about me.
I like that. It's a really nice story, actually. And obviously I know it already, because in terms of the bit about how you guys got back sort of reconnected and then you've moved in together, it's wonderful. I mean, we live in a lovely town and there's so many nice connections here that you've got from when you were living here as a kid. And I'm exactly the same way, although I never managed to get away, Sophia. I've always stayed. I'm a real Henley country bumpkin. So
Mr.
I haven't
Henley.
I would not give myself that title. There's a lot more people who are a lot more deserving than that of that title. But I've certainly been here a long time, and it is always nice to hear how people move back. I think there's always that drag, isn't there, to move back here? People are forever coming back from amazing exotic places they've gone to work, and then they decide, I've got to come back to Henley. And just think, what's the appeal to this little market town that draws all these people back to it?
Yeah, I know. It's funny. And to be honest, when I was when I moved back and I was living at home with my parents in the first lockdown, my plan was to go back to London and find a job in financial services in London. And obviously then I met my partner and now we live together. And actually, I'm so glad I didn't do that, because my quality of life out in Henley is just so lovely. And particularly, obviously, now we've got our dog Bailey, I can wake up in the morning, take him on a walk along the river, and it's just so nice. And a lot of my clients are now based in Henley and around Henley, and it just works perfectly. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
That's really nice to hear you say, because I'm a big time, I'm always hyping Henley up to people, especially people that have like recently moved here. I get really, when somebody's moved here, who didn't live here originally or doesn't know anything about it, I get really excited. I become like a tour guide. I start telling them different places and different dog walks they can go on. I'm responsible for all that footfall you see on those lovely quiet dog walks.
It's me
telling people where to walk their dog. So on the note of dogs, we'll get on to Bailey shortly. Let's just start though by talking about you and what you love about dogs. What is it that you love about dogs?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I've always loved dogs. So I remember even as a child, I'd be sat in the car and a dog would go past on the street and I'd shout like, dog, look at that dog. I'd always be looking at dogs and wanting to play with dogs. But my parents aren't dog people at all. So I really struggled because every birthday I asked for a puppy and every birthday I didn't get one. And aww. Yeah, it was sad. but my parents are massive cat lovers. So we grew up with cats and always sort of loved animals. But it's something about dogs. I don't know. And then when I obviously got my own dog for the first time this year, which was amazing, I realized what I love so much about them. And that's really the way they see life. So I can wake up in a bit of a grumpy mood or tired or fed up or whatever it is. And I take Bailey on his walk or just see how excited he is when we take him out in the morning. And it just, you can't help but have a smile on your face. It just really puts everything into perspective, and also their love of nature as well and living in the present moment. So there's lots that I've learned from Bailey and I learned from dogs, which I know might sound a bit strange, but
no, it doesn't sound strange at all. It doesn't sound strange at all. I think we can all learn a huge amount from dogs. That was, as you know, one of my recent episodes was literally titled Learn From Your Dog, because there is an enormous amount we can learn. So I love that. And I love that you've somebody who always wanted to have a dog. And if Sophia's parents end up listening to this, you know, you're very mean parents.
But people are either dog lovers or cat lovers, aren't they? I know.
Actually, that's in our household, we're actually both. We just love animals in general.
Yeah,
but
just animal lovers.
You know, Stacey's quite big on her cats, but you know, dogs definitely take the number one spot. There's no doubt about that. It'd be an odd business to do if they didn't, because you'd be a bit like, So Bailey then, tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah. So my boyfriend had grown up with dogs his whole life. And before he met me, he was actually looking at getting a dog. And, you know, because he'd move out of London, he was living in Henley, we've got a garden, you know, outdoor space, live in the country, and he works from home a lot. So he was looking to get a dog. And then when we met, you know, he did share this with me. And I said, sensibly, you know, that's great. I absolutely love dogs. I'd love to get a dog, but let's just see how we get on firstly in our relationship, because it was all very new. We're living in lockdown, things like that. And then because we sort of were forced into living with each other quite soon, obviously, given the COVID situation, things progressed quite quickly. And we ended up, I think it was January, we sort of got into the conversation of having a dog again. And so we said, let's just look online and see if there's any breeders. We've been researching the type of breed that we wanted. We knew we either wanted a Cockapoo or a Cavapoo. And so we were just looking online and I came across Bailey's story and it just melted my heart. I just couldn't not have him. So he was a returned lockdown puppy. He was 15 weeks old. So most dog owners want, if they're getting them from puppies, as you know, want them before 12 weeks or at least at 12 weeks. Mm. And he was returned for being naughty. So the breeder was really open about that because the last thing she wanted was for him to be returned again. She was already quite upset that he'd been returned. And she really wanted to make sure that he went to his forever home. So I read his story and I just knew that we had to have him. So we rung the breeder straight away and she went through loads of, you know, questions. We had to send photos of our outdoor space, our house, making sure it's all protected. So she was definitely ticking all the boxes in terms of the right breeder as well. But it was lockdown, so it was difficult because we obviously couldn't go see him. And so we just sort of saw him on video and things like that, but we got to know him just through video calls. And yeah, we then decided let's just go and meet him and see if we want him. And as soon as we saw him, he actually, my boyfriend picked him up and he actually weed on him because he was so excited, which I thought was quite funny. He didn't think it was that funny, but he was just so excited. It was just, yeah, it was just meant to be. So we brought him home. He was very naughty. He still is very naughty, but he's a puppy at the end of the day. And we've been good with our training as well. So yeah, he's much better behaved than he was, but yeah, we love him. Couldn't imagine life without him now.
I have to say, I mean, I obviously know him really well. And he is, for anybody listening to this, he is a legend. He's so cute. And I didn't realize, I had no idea about this story. And I'm really sorry if you told me about it when we very, very first met, but very first spoke, but I don't know if you did, you know. And I only realized the other day when I was on your Instagram story, because you do a great job with your Instagram, by the way. And it's nice because it's like, all about your finance stuff, but then Bailey always features. So I'm always there, like liking it, sending like a little response, because I'm here for the dog pics, basically.
So. I know. A lot of my clients are dog lovers, so we do dog walks instead of meetings, which
That's
is great.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. That is such a cool way to meet people. This is the recurring thing that I'm hearing about from people when I'm doing these calls and these interviews, and every time I have a conversation, it's just like, the stuff we do with our dogs now is just so much more fun. You know, like just the idea that you can network with your dog. I mean, that's awesome.
I even brought Bailey along to, we did a face-to-face work event the other day at Leander Club in Henley. And it was the first time we'd all met face-to-face. And I brought Bailey along and other people brought their dog along, which I don't think would have happened even a year ago or 2 years ago, but it just seemed normal now. We've all been at home obviously with our animals a lot more, and they're just part of our life and family. And Leander Club say, you know, you can bring a dog, that's absolutely fine. And it was lovely, and it was also a great icebreaker as well, because people come up to you, ask you about the dog, and he loved it. There was a barbecue, so he got free sausages and chicken.
How much are Leander Club paying you for this affiliate, you know?
I know.
Honestly, I tell you what, they've done a wonderful job down there. So that's cool. That's really cool. And I like that people do this now. Like, dogs are so involved with every aspect of our life and everything that we do. You know, they're involved in our socializing, and people consider them in almost everything. And I just think it's so nice. And, you know, a dog like Bailey, he's so like small and cute, you know, there'd never be any issues sort of taking him places. He's adorable.
Yeah, thank you. He is adorable. He just has, as you know from looking after him, he has a lot of energy. So we always say to you, don't we, like, we're so sorry if he's just terrorizing all the other dogs, because he ever stop.
No, he's lovely. And I tell you what was so funny though, was to see the other day when one of your stories where it was like, oh, I've just finished a call, I've come out and Bailey's done this, and the house was just slightly wrecked. Yeah. And I thought to myself, poor you. You know, that's an example of where they can be a little bit trying sometimes.
Yeah, there were definitely moments in the first few weeks, or even first couple of months, where I hate to say it, but you almost question your decision, because he was playing up a lot. And now for me, it was just a huge learning curve. I mean, everything was new. And so I just had to figure out, you know, why was he playing up? Was it because he hadn't been walked enough, or was he hungry, or did he not, or were we not around enough? You know, things like that. You're trying to gauge, you know, instead of being angry at them for the behavior, I learned to try and find out, well, why was he acting like that? But he still plays up today. And in a way, I find it quite funny. So I probably don't do what I should, because I just take a video and post it on my Instagram and laugh about it instead of probably saying, actually, maybe you shouldn't have done that. But toilet roll is his new obsession. He's just obsessed with toilet roll. So like you saw on my video the other day on my Instagram, left my office, opened the door. When I say office, I'm home office, opened the door, just toilet roll everywhere. And we have to hide it now, but he'll still find it. And he's just learned how to open the door, which is another issue, because we shut all the bathroom doors, but now obviously he can open them and find the toilet roll. So
what an absolute rascal. That is hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, you know, it's so difficult to be angry at the dogs for anything, like they because you catch them in the act of doing something, like you have there, like, you know, him just destroying stuff when you're on a call, but then he just put on the cutest face, right? And it's just like, oh, I can't.
Yeah. And when I first got him, I had so much advice from so many dog owners, which was so helpful, but it also was quite conflicting. So I found it difficult to know what to do. And there's one school of thought, which is all about positive reinforcement. And then there's another school of thought, which is more sort of negative punishments if they do something naughty. And I still don't know what to do. It's difficult.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. I think that's one of the biggest things now, isn't it? That everybody has an opinion about the way that you should be doing things. I think that your best course with anything is always just find your best local trainer and just go with whatever it is that they say. And you, unfortunately, you know, like you have to, not unfortunately, but you have to be prepared to make allowances for your dog because they're learning new things, particularly when they're young. They're learning new things. They're going to mess around. It's just about making sure they understand where that boundary is. You know, if it becomes something like they're being aggressive, obviously then you've got a serious issue, you know, but they are going to muck about. They are going to chew stuff up. You just have to learn to try and discourage them where possible, you know, because they're just like little kids, aren't they, basically?
Exactly.
It must be so nice though for you, you know, somebody who's always wanted to get a dog and then finally to get one, and you know, one that's as sweet as Bailey. I mean, he's a really nice dog. And as I said, I didn't realize his story, and I think that makes it just extra special. The fact that he was like a send back puppy. I think it's such a shame. Like, who could? I mean, he's 12 weeks old, like 13 weeks old or whatever. You know, and then they've gone, ah, no, he's too naughty. Oh, come on, like it's a puppy.
I know. And also the breeder shared with me that the previous owner would give him anti-anxiety medication. Oh, I didn't even know that existed for dogs, but that just breaks my heart. A 12-week-old puppy getting given anti-anxiety medication to calm down when he's just excited because he's a puppy and he's new in this world and everything is just the best thing ever. So I'm sad that he went through that for the first few weeks of his life, but well, after leaving his breeder, but I'm glad that he was returned because yeah, he's just been the best addition to our house. And it does sound cheesy, but he really has made our house a home. I know dog owners say that a lot and I never really understood it until I had one, but you know, when you get back from work and they're just so excited to see you and you know, just getting you out the house and going on walks regularly and things like that, I just love it.
On that note though, I'm not going to let you just get away with saying that you love going on a walk, because I'm pretty sure the other day I saw you say something about the fact that you get halfway into a walk and you just think, why am I doing this? Now you need to enlighten me and tell me what you meant by that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I love being outside and I love nature, but I find walking quite boring. And if you saw my step count, I've actually had to delete the app on my phone because it's shocking. I know that people say 10,000 steps a day is that's the target. I don't even know what mine is, but it's awful. And it's not the reason I got a dog, but it's one of the benefits of Bailey is that I have to go on a walk because I can't, you know, I can't just leave him at home. It's not fair. So he forces me to go on the walk and I actually end up really enjoying it. But then after 30 minutes, I just start thinking, I just want this to end now. And it's weird. It's I don't know why. I know. I don't know why that is. It's just, yeah, I think, oh, I'd rather end. And I'm someone that loves fitness as well. So it doesn't make sense, but...
Anybody listening to this podcast, I just want you to rest assured that, you know, Bailey does get his weekly cardio fix at Dogs of Henley Daycare. So he's fine. He's fine. He gets his CrossFit sessions done with us and then he goes back. He goes back for his relaxed lounge life with Sophia and her partner.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've seen the video, which I'll show you if you haven't, but Bailey's the same. I think after about 45 minutes, he starts walking really slowly. He looks up at me. He thinks, oh, can this be over now? And then we've got a hill where we live in Henley and he'll just put his paws down in the back and just won't go up the hill. He'll just refuse to go up it. And so it's really embarrassing because everyone's sort of walking past and this dog's just refusing to walk up the hill. And I do admit I do cave and pick him up and carry him. And that's probably why he continues to do it. So yeah, they say dogs are like your owners, aren't they? So we're basically the same.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, like now I understand why he likes so much when I come to collect him and I like handbag dog him because I just pop him under my arm and take him to the vehicle. He seems so chilled like that. Now I understand why, because you've basically been carrying him about. So you're that person that I see about Henley, just like with their dog under their arm. No worries.
Yeah, that's me. And actually, when he was a puppy, I had one of those slinky things he put a dog in. Anyway, I'll send you a photo of that as well. But I only was allowed out of the house with that once. And then, my boyfriend said that I can't go around town with that and the puppy.
Yeah, come on, you've got a reputation to uphold around here, you know. So now, in terms of you being like a young new dog owner, are all your friends going down the same route? Has everybody got themselves dogs?
Yeah, there's a mixed bag. So a lot of my new friends actually that I've met in Henley, I'd say probably 90% of them are dog owners.
Oh wow!
And actually, a couple of them also use dogs of Henley, so that's really nice. So. It's funny, one of the girls that I've met recently, I actually met her because Bailey knows her dog Ralph. And so we walked past each other and
Ralph.
They started going crazy. Yeah. And saying hello to each other. And then we got chatting and yeah, it's quite nice.
That happens a lot. That actually happens to us a lot. Like I honestly have people being like, oh, I met somebody because the dog goes to you. But even like the two dogs go to you and we meet them in the park. But even funnier than that is the ones that don't make the effort to know each other, like on a personal basis. So they know the dog really well, but they have no idea what the person's name is.
That's so funny. Well, there was so I think Woody, who's another Cavapoo, same age as Bailey, 9 months, he goes to you. So I saw his photo on your Instagram and then I always recognised Woody and now I've got to know his parents really well as well. So it is funny how you sort of get to know the dog and then you get to know the parents. But it's lovely because you already got such a big thing in common and then you can also do dog walks and things together. But only 30-minute dog walks, not long.
Only 30-minute. Yeah, I think you're sort of getting a reputation as being that friend that you sort of take out for like a coffee dog walk and then, you know, then you go back. You're not going to be that one. Like I used to go occasionally and do this walk from sort of near where we are now, but I used to start it from Henley and it went on for like, I think it was like just under 20 kilometers.
Wow. So, how long did that take you?
I'm on the spot now, probably about 3 hours, something like that, maybe a little bit more, depending on who I was with. But so I actually had a day once where I did 50,000 steps.
Oh, wow. That's amazing though.
Obviously you've got to have the right dogs though. Like you can't be taking a little dog on that. They've got to be fully grown, fully developed, and they've got to be like strong enough to go there because it's a long way. And the thing about dogs, right? They don't quit. That you go on a walk, you do X amount of steps. They do like four times that because they just run around you in circles.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They wear each other out just by playing with each other as well.
Yeah.
Especially if you're taking a group out.
Yes, that's the biggest thing. Yeah, you take a group out, they are absolutely bonkers. So, but it's really nice that you've met people, you know, in Henley and through our business. That's really cool to hear. I love hearing that. And I do hear it quite a bit, actually. And it's so nice because we live in such a lovely community and once you're involved with dogs, it's a great conversation starter. Like you just immediately have something in common.
It is. I've met a whole doggy community in Henley that I didn't know existed. And, you know, you see the same faces out and about on the same walks at the same times and you just get to know each other. And yeah, it's been really lovely and a massive unexpected consequence of having Bailey. I wasn't even thinking about that, but it's been really nice.
Yeah, I do think that it's having a dog is just amazing. And it's taking off so much now. Everybody's got a dog and it's really cool. It's really nice to see it. I think it brings a lot of cheer to people's lives. So as a new dog mum, you know, somebody that's just recently got themselves a dog, what advice do you think you would have liked to have been given when you were starting out that journey?
Yeah, there's so much that I wish I knew and that I've learned. And I did get a lot of advice, like I said, from friends and family. And obviously my boyfriend grew up with dogs, his family had dogs, but I think also the advice is unique to your dog. And I just had to learn more about Bailey first before I could sort of, think about how to bring him up and train him and things like that. But one of the things that's come up recently, actually, which I had no idea about, was about the foods that they can't eat. So I was quite naive and just thought they could eat any human food because if we can eat it, surely a dog can eat it. But it wasn't until one of the dogs that I know he ate raisins and got rushed into the vets because raisins are poisonous for dogs, which I had no idea. So then I Googled what foods are poisonous for dogs, and now I'm aware of it. And luckily I haven't fed Bailey any food, because yes, I am guilty of giving Bailey human food occasionally. That was something. Yeah, I know, that was something that I've been really aware of, and actually am not going to do now going forwards. And another lesson that I've learned recently is that we've just turned our patio into a lawn, which is lovely, and it was beautiful last week, but now it's covered in brown dead patches all over the lawn, and that's from Bailey. So I had no idea that him going to toilet on the lawn would actually kill the grass. So that's been a learning curve. And also, I guess, which a lot of people have experienced from transitioning out of lockdown and into obviously working now again, a lot of us are back in the office, just balancing that time between being around for Bailey, making sure he's not on his own for too long, obviously sharing that responsibility if you're living with someone, but also, you know, I'm going away this weekend, you're very kindly looking after Bailey for two nights.
Can't wait, and
Bertie's on a stag do, my boyfriend, so just really nice that we know someone that we can trust to look after him. Although I knew that would be the case, you don't really know how much of an impact that will have on your life until you actually experience it and need doggy daycare.
I just want to put it out there as well that we are by no means sponsoring Sophia to say these things. You've been so complimentary throughout. I really appreciate it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. I'm glad that you're enjoying what we offer so much. That's a wonderful thing. Now, you also mentioned to me that, and thank you for those bits and bobs that you said there, because they're absolutely crucial. You're so right. Things like what dogs can and can't eat. My goodness me, there's just this endless list, and it's just it just blows your mind, because if you don't know, it's quite scary. And then, you know, things that you sort of thought like, oh, it doesn't really matter. Like, I had somebody the other day who said that they had, I think it was a grape that had fallen on the floor, you know, and the dog ate it, and they just had no idea how dangerous that could be. And it is, it's so dangerous. So that's actually a really good point, and something that I would second, absolutely, going out and making sure that you research that when you get your dog or before you get your dog, to make sure you are so in tune with what they can and can't have. You know, doing what we do, we've got dogs in the house, we've got shelves that are like above my head, and I'm 6'3", because we've just got to keep stuff so far out of reach, because you just don't know what dogs are going to do. You know, you'd be so careful.
Well, I had a friend, and her dog ate loads of Nurofen that had fallen out of the cupboard. So, and he was fine, but obviously that was a really scary few days while he was in the vet. So yeah, just making sure everything's away and high cupboards, like you say, and being aware of what they can and can't eat.
Yeah, and if they do unfortunately get their hands on something, you know, just knowing what you need to do and getting them down to the vet straight away is so important. So actually a really, really important point, Sophia, and something that I think any new dog owner would definitely want to look into. But you also mentioned to me when I spoke to you that you had recently had a trainer over. Is that right, to do a bit of work with Bailey?
Yeah, I call her the dog whisperer now, because Bailey is a barker, and he didn't find his voice until 8 months. So I naively thought, oh, we're so lucky, we've got a dog that doesn't bark. Well, 8 months came and he found his voice, and it hasn't gone away. It's just getting worse and worse. And he's recently had his operation as well, and we were told that maybe his bark will calm down a little bit after that, but no, he's full he's going for it still. So it only happens if he obviously hears a noise outside, but also the postman. So we got a trainer in the other evening just to help us with that, and she said it's all about the energy that you portray, because she spoke about obviously dogs being in packs, and you've got the alphas, you've got the betas, the amigas, and I didn't really know anything about this, and she just taught us loads of interesting things to do just to sort of create that dynamic in the household, because Bailey was definitely ruling the roost before she came along.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, when I say that, he was ruling the roost with me. With my boyfriend, he wasn't, but he wouldn't listen to me at all. I had to learn to be more,
He's just so small and cute. Like, you just can't imagine him like...
I know. And she actually said, you know, she can tell what dogs are sort of naturally inclined to be, whether they're a leader or more of a follower. And she actually said that Bailey was more of a follower, and by not putting in proper boundaries in place, he was sort of being encouraged to be a leader and be like, that's why he barks, because he's sort of protecting the pack and being a guard dog. But she said actually that's not his natural state, so for him it's actually better to have some boundaries and some authority, and he's more comfortable in that role.
Yeah, it's quite interesting actually that you said that, because I just had a chat the other day with somebody I know, and they were saying that they found it so easy to manage their dog by just making sure that the dog had almost understood what needed to be done. So rather than letting the dog constantly have to worry about what their role is and what they're doing and where they're going, she would just put in place really simple boundaries and really simple kind of, a simple schedule. So the dog always kind of knew what they were doing within reason. It wasn't like, you know, military, like the dog can do whatever they want, but there was just certain points in the day or certain activities, like going in the car and where the dog would go, like in their crate and like on a walk, she would make sure she was always sort of the leader rather than letting the dog lead and sort of set the pace. And she said that it improved the dog like immeasurably, just because dogs do need, I believe this as well, do need some sense of direction. I think it really helps them.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's something that I, until this amazing dog whisperer came around the other evening, I didn't even think about. But he does seem different. And he, like you say, he's no longer worrying about what his role is and what he has to do. And that's why he's barking and maybe playing up. He's now just happy being more of the submissive dog in the pack. When I talk about pack, I mean our little family at home. And he's comfortable in that position. So my boyfriend's great at it, but I need to get a lot better at being consistent. And like you say, even with the car, you know, sometimes he does go in the crate in the boot, but other times he doesn't. And I just need to be consistent with training.
Yeah, I think it's a balance between, you know, letting them have their amazing personalities and then just making sure there's certain things within the day that just help them to keep that sure, because otherwise they just slightly lose the plot a little bit, you know. Just the little reminders, and then it makes them so much more structured and makes them a lot happier. But at the end of the day, there's not a lot you can do really beyond that, because you want them to just sort of be around the house and be happy and be jolly. And that's the wonderful thing about dogs, is that they are like that, you know. They make it, like you say, they make a house a home. There's no doubt about it at all. So
I love his personality, so I wouldn't, yeah, you know, even when he does jump up, I know it's maybe not the most sociable behavior and we are working on that, but it is quite nice when you get home for a long day at work and he's so excited.
It's just an enthusiastic little woofer, no doubt about it. So for you then, best decision you've made, having a dog?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah,
right up there.
The best investment I've made.
Of course you had to sort of circle this background to what you do as a profession. I like that. I admire that.
That's the way I think. It's sad. That's just my day-to-day life. But yeah, he's the best. And the problem is now I just want lots of dogs. One is enough for now.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, at one point I had a customer who, at the very peak of their dog ownership, they had 7 dogs.
Wow.
So that you, I mean, in the earlier days of our business, when we were a lot more free with how we could hand out our spaces and we didn't have quite as many regulars, they used to come once or twice a year, and they would basically take like all of our spaces essentially. So
wow.
and like I was always like handing them the bill, like, oh my goodness me, like I don't even feel good about this, because it's 7 dogs is 7 dogs. I mean, it's a heck of a lot of dog. So
So. I've not heard anyone with that number before. I always think, because we look after a lot of dogs as well, like, you know, friends and family and things, and I always think with 1 versus 2, it's for me, it makes no difference whether I've just got 1 or I've got 2. But anything more than 2, it's just walking them. That's difficult, isn't it? You would know from walking all the dogs you walk. I don't know how you do it.
it just becomes like it's so easy in the end, because you just get so used to it. But yes, when you first start, it's a little bit daunting. But but you're right. What you said actually was quite interesting. Like they're like a return on investment. Like he's the best investment you made. But quite honestly, investing into your happiness, yeah, he genuinely probably is. Dogs will give you endless returns in that respect. They will just make you, they will bring so much happiness to your life. So it's really nice it's nice to chat to you about this and talk to you about being a new dog mum. I just want to say it's been awesome having you on for this. It's been great chatting to you, Sevier, and it's nice actually to talk to one of my customers, because I haven't done that for this podcast yet. You know, it's and I guess it'd be so many people I could talk to, but I want to mix it up. I don't want them to all be dogs of any customers, you know. You are it's just really cool to chat to you. So thank you so much for doing this with me today. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have.
Oh, I've loved it. Thanks so much for having me on. It's been great. I feel like we could chat forever about dogs and everything. So yeah. It's been really good fun.
And I probably will chat to you tomorrow when I come to pick up the dog.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's it. I'll see you tomorrow. Sevier, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Really appreciate your time. And as I say, see you tomorrow. Well, that was absolutely awesome. So good to chat to Sophia. I think she had a lot to offer and a lot of insight into being a first-time dog mum. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and please stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming your way over the course of this first season. Got some more brilliant interviews lined up. Let us know what you think. And as I say, stay tuned. More coming your way. All the best, guys. Thanks for listening.